Welcome to episode 249 of Teruregawa Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute 2.5. But first, who is our bookbinder of the week? Our bookbinder of the week is another pop-up book artist, Matthew Reinhardt. He has a bunch of videos on YouTube that you can check out. He has some very interesting pop-up books, and his explanations are quite energetic and cheerful. He also has a webpage at MatthewReinhardt.com. This is the last of the pop-up people, so if you're interested in making a pop-up book, check out Matthew Reinhardt. Now, what have I been doing in bookbinding? I would like to say I've cased in 3 books and sewed up another one. That's what I'd like to say, but in reality, I haven't done anything because I've been busy writing and working and enjoying life, but what I've been doing also in bookbinding is making covers. I've cut out bookboards, I've designed covers, I've played with it, I've readjusted it, I've looked at fonts, I've looked at sizes of fonts, I looked at colors of fonts, and I've changed words for titles. Plus, I have looked at the book cloth I have and tried to determine how that book cover would match the book cloth or the contents of the book. So I've been doing the outside part, but I haven't been doing anything much on the actual production and casing in of books. It is on my list for this weekend is to sew a book and possibly case in one book, which is two books, which are sitting over there on my desk doing nothing but gathering dust. Also, not related to bookbinding, but could be related to bookbinding, is I learned how to use a sewing machine. I'm thinking I can sew covers on certain books that require or beg for something different. And in that case, in that situation, I've decided to use a sewing machine rather than hand sew. And at the same time, I can mend my jeans, which are torn and ripped in shreds. So, my mother would be proud that I have finally, 50 or 60 years after she tried to get me to learn how to use a sewing machine, I have learned how to use a sewing machine. So that's what I've been doing in bookbinding, is learning how to sew using a machine. Well, anyway, that's an accomplishment. Speaking of accomplishments, what have I finished in fiction? I have finished nothing in fiction, as is my wont. I have worked on, and I am completing novels, but I have not finished any in the past couple of weeks. One novel that I haven't even started is the third book of a trilogy, of which I've already written 3 books, and it's the only one I've outlined with great detail, so to me it's boring to write, so I'm thinking of changing the idea and then writing on it. And while I was thinking about that, I started another book, and it's almost finished. And then on another one, I have just started it. I've got the title. I've got the cover designed. I like the cover, black and red. And hopefully in the next decade, I'll be able to finish that one. And I haven't put anything up for sale online in Amazon or any Apple Books or any place else because I'm lazy. Okay? And I might do that this week too. This is a very short podcast this week because I haven't done anything. So maybe next week I'll be doing more and hopefully you'll be able to see my new jeans, my old jeans, which are new, which I've just sewed because in bookbinding today, I've learned how to use a sewing machine. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Please enjoy.